Big Orange fans, you played every snap. You showed your orange, but you're just getting started.
Not over yet, head!
Because it's time for the best post-game fan show in college football. It's time for the Smart Way Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction Show. The place where the Big Orange universe from all around the world gathers to talk about today's game. Unfiltered, uncensored, and unapologetic. Get on the line with us right now. 865-200-5402. That's 865-200-5402. Or hit us up on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Now, here's your host of the Smart Way Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. The man who's been keeping it real for Vol fans for almost a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tony Basilio.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that in my life. I just don't know. That is why every one of us, everyone listening right now, loves the sport of college football. Period. Much as they might try with the replays and making games 25 hours long and everything else that they do, they cannot screw that game up. And the Tennessee Volunteers today, you talk about a shot heard around the world. I mean, look, I was all prepared to come on here and talk about Riley Lovingood's unbelievable hustle play when he downed the football with Georgia, put them in the back corner of their end, in the back, in the shadow of their goal line. And then, by the way, my name's Tony Basilio. This is your, I can't even think. This is your Smart Way Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. I'm on my phone right now, and I'm making my way home as we speak, and I'm driving myself. And we had an incredible, I mean incredible, packed out listener watch party today at your Bearden Hill Fieldhouse. We had an incredible, and I mean incredible, time watching Tennessee win today. I'm like speechless right now. I can't even believe what I just saw. And tonight we're going to celebrate this victory as we have the previous four. The only way that I know how, which is by saying, IGYV. And if you didn't believe before, you better start believing. Team that overcame a 21-3 deficit last week to Florida at halftime and looked dead in the water, overcame a 17-0 deficit today on the road, overcame a circus throw from a freshman quarterback who's going to be a really nice player in time. And then Kirby Dumb, here's the great irony of what Kirby Dumb did. And it is not lost on me because I have a historical perspective on this stuff. And here it goes. In 2001, I was in the top of Neyland Stadium and I watched Tennessee take a lead on Georgia. And at the end of the game, we pooch kicked the football to them, gave them the ball around midfield for some thank God reason. Kirby Dumb decided it would be a smart thing to let us start a drive on their 45-yard line because he pooch-kicked the ball to us, and we got a return. Tennessee takes timeout. It's a 31-28 game, and they're thinking about, are we going to kick the field goal here? What are we going to do? Well, Butch Jones looks at his guys. The human yeast roll, Mike DeBoard, no doubt, who didn't have what I'd call a stellar game today. Hey, listen, sometimes it's just your time to shine. Sometimes it's your time. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes it defies logic. Sometimes what you're witnessing, you just got to go, wow. 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 Tennessee's last two scores of that football game were on a fumble recovery in the end zone, a ball where an 18-year-old kid just made a terrible mistake, and Tennessee made a play and knocked the ball out of his hands, and hey, it's a touchdown. It's called It's Our Year. It's Our Time. It's called Make Your Reservations for Atlanta, baby, because the IGYV is alive and well. It's called Go to College Station next week, enjoy a college football game, because you're playing on house money. It's called, if you're Texas A&M and you want some of that, because when I'm watching that game, if I'm A&M, I'm going, this damn Tennessee team did everything in the world to get beat, but they won't go down. That's what I'm saying to myself. Now, you be honest with me. In your life, you've never seen anything like that. And by the way, I'd rather be lucky than good. But in 2001, Tennessee pooch kicked the ball and ended up with a hobnail boot, Ron Haynes, on the receiving end. I was there. We were all there today. Every single one of us was there today. That is why we love college football. I had people in there I was hugging. I have no idea who they are, but I love each and every one of them. We had that was incredible. Where I was, the noise, I mean, the sound, it's indescribable. I mean, it's like hysteria. Did we just witness? I mean, I'm in shock. Like, seriously, I feel like somebody just saw an accident. And you know that whole thing about when accidents happen, how people say it's like slow motion? Dobbs drops back to pass. Tell the truth. You're sitting there and you're watching that play unfold and you're going, oh my, 15, he's open. He's open. What? I mean, I've just never in my life seen anything like it. I'm telling you, I've never in my life seen a football game like that. And you're talking to somebody who has witnessed some real miracles in sports. That right there, if you are a Georgia fan, makes you sick at your stomach. Because when they pooch kicked that ball, my loan. Can you imagine what the talk shows are going to be like in Georgia tonight? You know what I'm looking at? A 5-0 start. I think this team is incredible. They are finding ways that we didn't even know existed to win. And I was all ready to celebrate, and I will still celebrate. Riley Lovingood, who I call Riley Livingood, when you catch a punt over Willie Mays style like that, and you're a long snapper, that's insanity. That set up your go-ahead touchdown, which inevitably set up your winning touchdown. Without that play in that game, that ball bounced into the end zone. I believe this 100% as sure as I'm talking to you. Tennessee don't win that game. That, what we just witnessed, and I thought that was going to be incredible enough. Stack that on top of us letting them get behind us somehow, Bob Shute, who I must say talks a good game, and they have injuries, and they have freshmen back there, but that was a senior that he got behind at the end who really isn't on the field if it's not for injury. I tip my cap to that team. I tip my cap to both teams. That was an incredible, not good, that might have been the best game I've ever seen in my life of anything. Now, it wasn't pretty. The swings in that thing, I don't even remember the first. I mean, what do you want to talk about? 865-200-5402. my lovely, this is a family affair here. And we do this as a labor of love. We don't have a big staff. My lovely wife right now is serving as my board operator till I get there, and then I'm going to be the board operator. And we're going to take you up. No doubt that it'll be small hours in the morning. So I encourage you to get on Twitter and tell a friend. We're going to celebrate that win tonight. We're 5-0. I've all believed from the very beginning that this team would go to Atlanta. And I still have all believed that. And I was talking with JM outside Bearden Hill Fieldhouse today, and I was like, right before that last play happened, right when the first time before we had taken the lead, and I'd stopped, just popped out for some fresh air and just clear my head for a second. And I said to him, you know what, JM, what's so great about this team is they're really not that good. And you see that. But they're overachieving. It's just fun to watch. It's like they're just winning. I mean, and you know what? The last time I checked, that's what matters. That's what matters. I mean, if you want to sit around and nitpick things about this game, you're going to have at it. You're going to have at it. On Tennessee's penultimate offensive drive, people are going to say, well, where's Hurd? Why don't you get the quarterback on the perimeter? Hey, all that stuff's true. Why don't you let Dobbs roll out more? All that's true. But at the end of the day, I know two things. Those kids have worked their asses off, and that coaching staff and those support people over there have been through a hell of a lot. And us as a fan base, we've had some, you talk about getting some sand kicked in your face. That touchdown and the way that thing felt was brutal. 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 What a brutal way that was going to be to lose a game that really we were going to steal. I hugged a couple young guys in there I was hanging out with, and I told them, I said, hey, look, we were about to steal that game, guys. Don't feel bad. I said, I'm going to praise these guys tonight. And that was with a loss. I was going to tip our cap to our team for not quitting, for giving it a puncher's chance, for fighting back in the fourth quarter, and all those things are laudable, but nothing's like winning. Nothing's like winning. I'm almost home. I'm in shock. I mean, like, I'm just sitting here going, did we just see that? I mean, I'm sitting here going, did we all just witness that? Did that really just happen? Can you believe that? Did they really pooch kick the ball? I mean, I want to make sure I saw what I saw. Because I declared before this game, and I'm going to say it one more time, say it loud. I'm not black, but I'm pretty proud. Little James Brown for you there. I'm going to tell you right now, did he pooch kick that ball? What are they thinking? Hello? 15 seconds left? 18 seconds? Whatever it was? It's all like foggy to me. These people are, I'm telling you, they're glorified PE teachers, and those games are played on an edge. And Kirby Dumb, thank God for him. That might have been, I'm serious now. We made a great play at the end. It was kind of lucky. Is Jennings any good? Somebody talk to me here. Is Jennings any good? I mean, can I get a witness, Marvin Gaye? That catch was insane. Is Josh Dobbs as crazy as he drives you? Is he 5-0? These guys so deserve that. You know, Jalen Reeves-Maven couldn't go today. but he's so heroic because he so badly wants to be out there. He's in the game the whole time. He's over there pumping everybody up. He's being a complete leader. He's not sulking, and he's not thinking about the damn NFL. Thank you, Mike Hugan, and he and I agree on this. When I'm watching NFL college football telecast, and they tell me who's going to play on Sundays, I got news for you. Like 1% of us care about that, and they're agents. Most of us care about seeing our teams win and lose. It's nice to have pro players, don't get me wrong. Jalen Reeves-Maven is the exception. Here's a guy that obviously is going to have a future in the NFL somewhere, doing something. And he so badly wants to be on the field, like he'll sacrifice his chance. I'm telling you right now, this team is really, really, really special. Really. I mean, there's just something about that team. And that watch party I just went to, we're doing it again next week for Texas A&M. And I want to thank my friends at Miller Lite for having us out there today. That was, I couldn't do that enough. I mean, I can't hang out with the fan base enough. I can't cheer enough. I can't enjoy that enough. I mean, I got tears in my eyes right now. I'm sorry. Call me what you want to call me. That was, I don't even have the words. I make a living with words. And I'm okay at it. Who could describe that? How can you describe that? That was indescribably delicious. Tennessee did that in an SEC league game. I mean, look. If you live to be like 130 years old, you will never see another game like that again. I mean, nothing tops that. I'm turning around and looking at W. Lynn, and the guy's crying at the end of that game. I mean, the game was just, that was insane. That was insane. So we're going to go to the phones. 865-200-5402. I see W.D. Smith outside my house as I come up the hill here. And it looks like we're both going to walk in together. I don't know that anybody has ever seen the great Matt Nelson is pumping his fist in my driveway right now. And he's listening to us on the app. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. I don't know. Has there ever been, you can hear my door closed now, this is very unprofessional of me. Very unprofessional. Dubsy, get in here. We gotta talk about our 5-0 volunteers. Did I just see that? And we'll get some numbers for you and all that stuff. Do numbers matter tonight? Tell me what matters. I'll tell you the number that matters, 3128. That's the number that matters. Do numbers matter? I mean, do statistics in that game matter? Tell me what matters. Listen, I'm going to hold my headphones on here. It's going to be very odd.
All right, here we are. 865-200-5402. Whew. Okay, what do I need? I need a wet towel, sweetheart. I'm talking to my lovely wife here now before we take some phone calls. I need something to eat, like one of those carb bars. I need like a moist towel. Sweetie, seriously, I need to freshen up here a little bit, kind of try and wake up. Russell Smith, we've been doing this now for several years. You have been with me for how long? How many years have we been together?
I met you in the year 2000.
Have you in your life ever seen anything like that?
Well, I still haven't seen it because I got so mad after Georgia scored.
Good
that
for you.
I went on a profanity-laced tirade.
Good for you.
Broke some personal property and
good
then stormed
you
out with leaving my family with their just jaws dropped. Can't believe that this idiot is our husband and father. And so I heard it. I listened to it on the way over here. So I haven't seen it, but I mean, go figure, right? Which I guess means I have to leave.
You're
if
not
there's
alone.
A close game, I have to leave.
No, at our watch party, a bunch of people left. This team, Dubs, this team makes no sense. I mean, I don't even know where to start. This team makes no sense. They, the last several years, all we have gotten is it kicked in our face. Whether it was all those false finishes several years ago, the false finish against North Carolina, all those things, and now, we can't lose. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter how we do it. It doesn't matter who we're playing, who we're not playing. None of that matters. It is now official, ladies and gentlemen. The Tennessee Volunteers cannot lose. And I, for one, have never, and I repeat, never, ever, ever seen anything like that. And I'm going to the phones. Wow. Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Did that really just happen?
Wow.
what's going on here?
I'm telling you, the IGYV is in full effect. This thing is incredible. Whatever you do, don't try this at home. I am just...
I've got 24 text messages now. I had none when I left the house. So.
My mind is totally blown. I'm now live on Periscope. We are. And I'm over here literally wiping my face down because I'm just...
Do you need your fainting couch, Tony?
In 2001, Dubsy, they won because we kicked one of those stupid pooch kicks. That is called being a loser. Eric95UT is saying, suck it, Larry Munson. Unfortunately, Larry Munson has been deceased for several times. Butch is crying right now. Hey, I tip my cap, man. IGYV, baby. IGYV. Never seen anything. Never seen anything like that, nor will you ever. Go to the phones. 865-200-5402. All lines are currently jammed. Wow. I just want to pause, man. I just want to pause.
I just want to celebrate another day of living.
When you let that guy get behind you for that touchdown.
Unbelievable.
And then you come back.
So what happened? Did they pooch or squib kick?
They pooched. Kicked the ball up in the air.
And Barry ran it back?
And Barry got it. He took it back to the 45. Their 45. That's where the ball was sitting.
Because I'm sitting there and they get the 5-yard penalty, right, is to the 41.
And they got that unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, correct.
And I'm thinking, I'm listening, you know, I can't see it, but I'm thinking, well, hell, just try the 60-yard field. It's a, what, 58-yard field.
Everybody's
try
saying
it.
That.
Just
try
it.
58-yard, because what do you have a better
yeah,
chance?
Well, yeah.
What has a better chance of happening? You making a 58-yard field goal
Medley
or that?
Medley can make from 50.
I got news for you. In the IGYV, the man did the right thing because answers in the IGYV.
In the IGYV, it doesn't matter what he did. If he sent Medley out there, he would have made it.
He would have made it.
So
he probably would have made it, and they would have figured out a way to make it go for four. Have you ever seen anything like that? Ever, ever, ever,
it's
ever.
The IGYV means you're butch-proof. He can go out there and make whatever decision he wants.
We're 5-0, and guess what?
You're butch-proof.
Texas A&M, get you some. Because you're in our way right now. To the phones we go. 865-200-5402.
We should just figure out a way. Like, they had to just play walk-ons in the first half since they're going to suck anyway. At least that way you don't run the risk of getting anybody hurt and just send your starters out there in the third quarter.
That's our second connected bomb that we've ever hit. And the first one was in my lifetime at Florida at the end of a half. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Well, what's going on, guys?
Oh, not too much.
Bad. That's just completely insane. I mean, I'll tell you right now, Russell, the hole in my soul from the hobnail boot game has been mended. I will return to Neyland Stadium this year.
That was the Dobbs nail boot.
Yeah.
That's great, the Dobbs nail boot. Have you tweeted
right
that?
On their face? Tweet. I think somebody used that last year.
Well, let's put
we're
it
we're using
out
it
now.
Again.
Wow!
He broke their nose.
Yeah, I mean, we shoved their nose in. God, I mean, go to hell, Georgia. Kirby Smart, goofy looking turd.
By the way,
thank goodness for him.
Condolences to Ella Dorsey.
What was he thinking?
Somebody should comfort her.
Who's Ella Dorsey?
Yeah, somebody should comfort her. I think
she'll have comfort.
Yeah. Get right ahead. She's Georgia Bulldog. I want nothing to do with her.
That's rude.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I love Josh Dobbs. I think it's fun. I don't see how anybody really, I'm going to stop complaining about it. I'm alive and I'm watching. This team's fun to watch. They're never out of it. It's crazy. No matter what happens.
Absolutely incredible.
I mean, how long have we been begging for a team that would play hard in the game the past 5 years?
These guys saw it through, and I was with Russell. I'm like, man, you got to kick a field goal there. You gotta try
at the end.
Yeah,
you got to kick a field goal.
No,
58 yards.
Throw it up there, man.
Was it?
We have better athletes.
Didn't Butch say before one of the game? I can't remember which game it was. It may have been the Bristol game. Didn't he say that? Oh, Medley was bombing them from 60 in the
absolutely.
And we're comfortable. So
I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell you that there's just something about. Everything these guys are doing, and I'm just sitting there and I'm watching it and I'm going, you can't push a wrong button with these guys. Even when you, there are so many things that we would have been so furious about, but nobody can
absolutely.
Be furious. Nobody can be furious right now.
But at the end of the day, I mean, Juwan Jennings is a freak.
Freak.
You go back and watch that play, Russ, when you watch it, he picks up the ball a good second and a half. Before anybody else in the end zone even realizes where the ball's at. He's tracking it in. He's the only one. Everybody else is just kind of jumping up there and looking around for it. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was some sloppy football on both sides of the
absolutely.
Equation.
Absolutely.
was...
It's a classic Tennessee-Georgia football game.
Yep.
Beautiful.
We know that these games are always going to be, always, these games are always going to be crazy when those two teams play.
So what happened with Hurd? He had to have had a concussion or something, right?
He took a weird shot to his head.
On the play that he scored?
The touchdown. I can't see them. I mean, you're not going to bench him after he scores a touchdown like that.
No, you're not going to bench him, period. I mean,
it was one of those weird things where it was just an odd, it kind of hit, to me it looked like it hit him, their heads hit like right at his temple. That's just a saw. I get on that.
We'll have to put him in the Beano concussion protocol.
Yeah.
See if he can get him ready for next week.
Yeah. Hey, guys here. Well, brother, thanks. I got to get some calls in.
Oh, absolutely.
Great talking to you. Night. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. It is your smart way. Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. Usually if you get a concussion, they take your helmet away, and that wasn't the case there. I think that was a coach's decision.
I can't imagine.
Well, I think it was. So, back to our phones we go. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. I want you to celebrate. We do this for you. And this is about you tonight. And, let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Holy freaking crap. Are you kidding me?
That's actually our second call.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm in complete shock.
I mean, I'm looking at the freeze frame of this. He's surrounded by six defenders, one's out of the screen. And they're 7 yards deep, Tony. And that freak of nature, Juwan Jennings, from my hometown of Murfreesboro, goes up and says, not in my house, boys. Holy freaking crap. This is Athens City Miracle right here. I was at the Music City Miracle, and I just witnessed the Athens City Miracle. That is freaking right after the freaking two touchdowns back-to-back. And I was just like you guys. I thought for sure, I was actually wanting them to kick the field goal. Because I didn't think there was any chance of Dobbs even getting off a pass clean. And then Dobbs threw literally the best pass I've ever seen him throw. Spiral everything. Man, you better get your tip jar up, Tony, because you're going to get some tips tonight, buddy. This is called capitalism right here. I know, and you can attest to this. No, you're not putting me up to this. Everybody, get your wallets out. Get Tony 34, 35 bucks out here tonight apiece, because that's how many points we scored. And 5-0, IGYV, baby. Holy freaking crap. Are you kidding me?
This is who I feel good for right here a lot. This is my son, Anthony. You can't see this because you're not on Periscope.
High five on Periscope, Anthony.
I am so happy for him. We're 5-0. You don't even know how to do this.
No, I don't.
You have no idea.
I don't.
And after next week, when we go to A&M, and we come back, and we're either unbeaten or what we are, I'm not betting on against this team next week. But Butch Jones said that he has a lower extremity injury, talking about Hurd, which would make sense. Which would make sense. And somebody on Periscope just said, I'm really happy your son didn't get your looks.
Yeah, I was about to say. Takes after his mom.
Degenerate Vol fan, you are number one, my friend.
He's number two. I got him one there for you, Tony, too.
That's incredible.
Holy freaking crap. Are you kidding me?
I can't even believe that just happened. I can't comprehend that just happened.
Dude, this is has 98, and I'm not saying we're going to the championship, but this has 98.
That's what it was. No, that's what it was. I mean, look.
It's a fumble in Arkansas game.
Look, you can sit around all day long, and you can break this game down and go, well, why wasn't this, or why did this, or why did that? The truth is, that game right there was insane. And if you don't believe in destiny after you watch a game like that, I can't help you. I can't help you.
IGYV is why I was sitting there watching it to the end. Most people, and look at the, go back and look at the game. Look how many Vols fans were staying there. Because everybody kind of, it's just like a subconscious thing we're doing as Vols fans. We don't know how it's, I mean.
Not, right. We're not allowed to have nice things.
He fumbled it.
No, that's right. We're not allowed to have nice things. When Hurd is going into the end zone, and I think on that play, now this is going to be in dispute, but this is me and I keep it real. Okay? Here's what I saw. I saw a guy looking over at a safety and slowing down and kind of showboating a little bit. And I don't want to say he was taunting him, but he was showboating a little bit like they do. I'm going to glide into the end zone, and he got popped. And you know what's so emblematic about that game is that Georgia didn't quit on that play. Here's what's great about college football. Georgia didn't quit on that play, and they recovered. And momentarily turned the game around. Really, it was a 10-7 game of what it would have been. It became 17-0. Just like we didn't quit on that game. Both of those teams should hold their heads high. It's a shame somebody had to lose that football game. Because neither team is really what you'd call great. I mean, we're not great. But we're 5-0. And that counts. And Georgia's really not great. But the truth is, they played their asses off to lose that game. For the team that they have. Because they really outplayed us today. I mean, I'm going to be honest about it. I'd rather be 5-0,
Tony,
though. I would rather be 5-0.
Get your tip jar out, Tony. It's
Thank you, brother.
Baby.
Thank you. Good talking to you. By the way, speaking of what he's talking about there, if you would like to leave us a tip tonight on my website at TonyBasilio.com, I need a... opener, don't I? You got an opener? I got to crack open a moose head here. Whew. That's incredible, man. Boy, Hurd really took a shot there, too, Dovesy, on the goal line. I mean, he's a tough kid. And I'm not getting on him. He's not the first guy that's ever showboated. That's not too strong of a word. But celebrated a little bit, gliding into the end zone, whatever you want to call it.
False sense of security, not aware of his situation.
Yes.
Not a very mature competitor play.
Dubsy, let's have a little toast here. Thank you, brother. As we're going to celebrate.
Well, I'm liking this tradition, toasting a couple of moose heads after a big win. Did it last week against Florida.
And the moose head of the game's coming up. And
looking forward to doing it next week.
Wow. I just can't even believe what we saw. Let's go back to the phones. 865-200-5402. It is the number one fan show in America. It's your Smartway Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. Let's go next to the back to our phones and get our next call in. Check in with me on Periscope and on Twitter and let me know where you're listening from tonight. We'll give you a shout out. If you're having, if you want to leave me a tip, you can go to TonyBasilio.com, click on the button, and we'll do our thing tonight. And I'm not going to beg for money, but you could really help us pay our expenses. And we've had a hell of a year around here. I mean, we've been hit hard with some stuff. Not that I'm complaining, because I think at the end of the day, God provides. But let's go to our phones and get our first call in here for the third time. That's how fried I am. I mean, I'm sorry tonight. I am sorry. I'm trying here. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony. This is Westchester. How are we doing today?
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
Hey, you and Russell vouch that I'm usually a negative caller, but I tell you what, I'm going to be positive today and just hang with me. I don't deserve a flush. I'll be good. I promise. But listen, I'll tell you what, I have a niece that goes to UGA, and after Georgia scored that last touchdown, we have a Thanksgiving Day dinner bet that the loser has to wear the other's t-shirt throughout the dinner and the whole day. So I texted her after that touchdown and I said, I'm online right now trying to buy my UGA shirt. And, I'll tell you what, man, when we hit that Hail Mary, holy crap. I mean, like I said, Russ will vouch that I'm usually a negative guy, but man, I'm not lying to you. This season, I'm not the orange colored glasses guy, but this season feels like 98, man. We got that ability to hit that weird play that should never happen. The field goal against Syracuse, the field goal against, Arkansas, the missed field goal by Florida. I mean, this season is feeling pretty special, man. And I'm not an orange colored glasses guy. I don't know what to say. I'm so overcome that I'm almost speechless. I mean, we're throwing something up here that's amazing this year.
It's geophysics is what it is. And it's the International Geophysical Year of the Vols, and that's how I'm explaining it. And it's been, what's the word? It's indescribable how great it's been. It's indescribable. Thank you, brother Westchester. Dubsy, you had the good fortune of hearing the call. Now, here's the thing about radio, sports on the radio. When I'm listening to something, I never forget it. When I see it, it's kind of like the part of the clutter. But to hear a special call of something like that just brings it home to us on your Tennessee fifth quarter fan reaction presented by Smartway and Garza Law Firm. What was Bob Kessling's call like driving over here on the Vol Network?
Tony, I'm sure it was fantastic, but I'll be honest with you. I'm still in such a state of shock. I don't really believe. Tim Priest said, I don't believe I just saw that.
Tim Priest is my guy.
Yeah.
He is awesome. Now I want to know. I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm asking you a question. How did Kessling do with it?
I don't remember. I mean, he did okay, I'm sure. It was complete. I mean, how do you call that?
Tim Priest is my guy.
Kessling's a pro, so he's able to maintain. Like, I would have just lost it. If I'm on that call, I'm still screaming.
And that's my problem with Kessling. He's doing college sports. And I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to keep it a hundy here as only I can. I'm sorry. I'm not here to make enemies. But I'm here to call it like I see it. That should be a caller Hall of Fame call that he called. Mike Keith. I mean, say what you want to say about Mike Keith. He delivered. I feel bad for Kessling because it's hard for him. Let's go back to the phones. Tennessee's 5-0. Are they 5-0? Am I going to welcome my first caller to the show again? Let's get back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Hello, first caller.
Tony, Mike Carver.
Mike Carver, welcome to the Twilight Zone, brother, where the Vols are 5-0, and we just witnessed that.
Well, Tony, your excitement and passion, I wish you'd have been making that call. But you know, your love of people and passion and excitement is just, it's giving me chill bumps. But I want to tell you, I was at Notre Dame, Miracle South Bend. I was at the Arkansas game in 98 and, watch this game. I was with Dr. Kirk down here in North Carolina.
Oh, I love Dr. Kirk.
TV. But I want to tell you what, I mean, will this go down as the greatest play in Tennessee football history? I think there's a good chance
yes.
it will. I think it will. I don't think there's any question. But I am going to Texas A&M, and like you, you know, I'm excited. But, you know, you tell it the way it is, Tony, and I do want to bring up a couple other things.
Go ahead. No, it's fair. I mean, look, we
okay,
won the game. We won the game, but you got to learn from it. You got to learn from it if you're going to get better. So go ahead.
Right. I think a couple things. One, I think Chaney, I thought Chaney had a pretty good game. I used to be here, and I always had respect for Chaney. I didn't think Chaney was a great coordinator here. I thought he had a decent game. But my biggest issue today was you and I talked over and over again about the Florida game last year. We had 3rd and 4. That's all we needed for a first down, and the game was over.
Over.
And we refused to trust Dobbs. Mm-hmm. to throw a 4-yard pass and get a first down, and we lost. And today, we had 3rd and 6 or 3rd and 7. We had a senior quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a first down, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we refused to have a play in the playbook. Even after Florida last year, we refused to have a playbook, and we ran the ball. We gave it back to them. And tell me this, Tony. Did you not in your heart feel, based on what's happened in the past, that there was going to be a chance that they would score and beat us at the end?
No.
I certainly did.
No,
yes,
I didn't.
I did.
No. Because, look, you have a freshman quarterback, and it's just not happening. You know, it's a true freshman. Look, the only way that happens is if, God bless Malik Forman, is if he gets 25 yards behind your cornerback who peeked in for some reason. I'm not sure why you would peek in there. He peeked in. And you know, with these world-class athletes, and there was a little stop and go.
And it was after a timeout, too, wasn't it?
It was insane.
That's what Tim Priest said, is that the only thing you're told there as a player is don't let him get behind you.
You
That's
don't
the
peek
only
in.
Thing.
You cannot peek in. You just cannot peek in.
And he had made the interception on the previous series. He did well. You know, he's playing the nickel. They move him out to corner because Justin Martin's a knucklehead.
And he's suspended.
And he has a good game.
And he's suspended for the day.
Yeah, he has a good game. And then to give that up, ugh.
But this, I'll tell you what.
But we thought the same thing about Callaway last year against Florida. And I respect both guys. And you guys know X and O's better than I do. So I'm
not really. No. But I'll tell you this. I don't. But here, I'll tell you this. I've learned a lot from Coach Glanville in our film studies. Let me say this to you, Mike, real quick, because you talk about Dobbs. Do you think, like I think, in those drives when we were moving the football, the one thing that was consistent, Russell, is he was rolling. Keep the pocket moving. Keep him moving.
Yes.
Look, if you get him on the perimeter, he's better throwing the football than he is from a standing position. I don't know why. Why don't they know that? That's fact. That's indisputable fact. Hopefully we learn from it. Because next week against A&M, when you're facing their ends, roll him. Keep rolling him. Do not let him be stationary back there.
I know you got a lot of callers. I want to get off here. But, Tony, just tell me this. Do you not agree with this, that in our playbook, 3rd and 6 with a minute to go, that we should have a play in the playbook, whether it's rolling Dobbs out and throwing or not, that we ought to have a play to try to get a first down?
Well, obviously.
Do you not agree with that?
Obviously.
Yeah, that's my only issue. Anyway, what a great day to be a Tennessee Volunteer, and thank you for doing these shows. I'm not going to tip you $35. I'll give you whatever you want. You know that. I love you.
I don't.
And where your heart is.
Do whatever.
Thank you for
whatever you feel like you need to do. Hey, thank
you,
brother.
You're my guy. Thank you. Great show. Thanks.
Thank you. It's, Russell, am I wrong? And I'm not picking at him because they won the game.
Yeah.
But you've got to roll that guy constantly, don't you?
Well, I thought they did. I mean, I thought they rolled him out a lot more than they ever have.
Okay. Do it more.
Well, what
I mean, there were a couple series.
What are you?
There were
the
several
interception.
Absolutely. Why would you have him in a shotgun as a stable, stationary quarterback. That's not him. And by the way,
but he threw a bunch of touchdowns doing that last week. So.
Okay, that's not him. It's never going to be him.
But you can't roll him out on every single play.
You can roll him out a lot more than they are. And here's the thing about rolling him out, is you're allowing him to control the game. He's so comfortable.
His touchdown at the end of the first half was just
insane.
Crazy.
To roll out
it's
and wait.
Kind of Manziel-esque
wait,
almost.
Exactly. Just, and why not let him play like that? Hey, A&M did not make up statue out of Johnny Manziel. They called him Johnny Football, and they let him roll and play.
He took a, before the interception, he took a monster shot. Almost
okay,
helmet to
and
helmet.
He's Josh Dobbs. And that was a helmet-to-helmet shot, by the way.
I almost wonder if he was seeing a few stars right there.
And here's the other thing. When you roll him out, then they came right back when they were rolling him in the middle of that sequence where they gave the ball to one in the middle of a play that looked like almost like an old school cross buck kind of thing where they gave this ball to one, a cross handoff, and he took it off and went for 13 yards while Dobbs went right. I'm telling you, man, there is nothing wrong with that. There is, back to our phones. So much to talk about from tonight's game. So much. Let's go to our phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, welcome in.
Hey, man, Sober Mike up here in Sober Springs. What's going on?
Hey, brother, great to hear your voice tonight. And we're 5-0, hey. Man. We are 5-0.
Tony, tell me 5-0 one more time.
We're 5-0. We're 5-0, baby. We're 5-0, baby. Nobody has a better
Who's
record.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody in America has
there
it better
you
than us. Thank you very little.
Hey, Tony. Hey, I've been being an ex-high school quarterback coach.
Yes.
I've been watching Dobbs. I mean, I don't know if y'all been noticing this. Mm-hmm. Have y'all noticed how he goes back, he goes through his progressions, he stays in his pocket, and he's looking left, right, left. I mean, going 1, 2, 3 mm-hmm. before he tucks and pulls. Has anybody noticed that, especially today, how good he's getting in that pocket?
You mean like as a standard quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, hell, he's dropping back in the pocket.
No.
And I mean, he's going
he's
through the progressions, yeah. And he's dealing strikes. He's throwing strikes all over the field.
He threw the ball better today, no doubt.
I mean, this dude.
So I've never seen him. Do you disagree with me that you'd get him outside more?
Oh, I'd love to get him outside more.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Okay, so you agree
I
with me?
I would love to get him. Okay. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, but it's almost like they said, "Okay, let's make this guy an NFL quarterback."
That's right. And you can't.
And
why take it away from him?
I'll bet you if you go back and look at the film, he threw the ball, what, 25, 26 times to that? I'll bet you at least a dozen of those were on the move outside the pocket. There was once that one series on the goal line where they scored. They rolled him out to the right 3 straight times.
I'd like to see what the percentage is, passes completed in the pocket versus outside, and what the quarterback rating numbers are.
You know what else I'd like to see? I'd like to see how many touchdowns this year. We're 5-0. That's right. You heard me say 5-0.
Yep. 5-0.
How many touchdowns have we given up in the second half this year?
Wow. It's uncanny.
Anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff to talk about here real quick. Hey, this, when Georgia's running that ball all over there in the first half, mm-hmm. am I the only guy that will sit there and watch Georgia's linemen fire off a ball and grab our guys and hang on to them and hold, and they never threw one? But having said that, they did let both teams play.
They did. I would much rather see officiating like that than the flag flying all the time.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I was like, are you serious? Are you going to throw in? But then we would have the ball, and I'm like, well, we just held there, but, you know, so I'm like, okay, but I just want to make sure, see if anybody else noticed that other than me. And I tell you what, Tony, you can call it luck, destiny, don't matter to me. I just know as the game goes, it seems like our coaches go.
You got it.
And I'm going to tell you, especially after what we went through last year, with all them four losses we had, and three of them, we should at least win two, if not three of them anyway. No, but, I mean, who cares?
Who cares?
Take this win. We got a W, buddy.
Can I ask you something up there? Now, where are you in Fall Branch, did you say?
No, Sulphur Springs, it's in between Fall Branch and Gray, right up there at Daniel Boone High School. Sulphur Springs.
Springs, mama. Okay. What's our record in Sulphur Springs right now? I want to make sure.
We're 5-0, brother.
Thank you, brother. Have a great night. Go Vols,
thank you,
go. Go Vols, go. That, Dubsy, if you are, when you see that pooch kick later and their subsequent stupid penalty, I bet their fan base is pissed. I bet it's incomparable.
I really hate it for
how
them.
Pissed they are.
That's too bad. I really hate it for them. Such classy folks, Georgia fans.
To the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Poor Gainesville tonight. They were holding out hope. I love sticking it to Georgia. Wow. How mad would you be at Kirby Dumb right now? We'll get some numbers here momentarily. Let me catch my breath. Back to our phones we go. Got our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for being there.
Good, man. Hey, what a game, huh? Am I right?
If you've seen better, let me know. Both teams deserve to win.
You know, I got to say, though, too, I know there's a lot of talk about Hurd and what happened and everything. You know, and I was a neurology student back at the UT, and that little bump on the head that he took, I mean, we studied a lot of things like that, and it was very possible something like that could have given a guy a concussion.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hello. Smartway Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome in. Hello?
Tony, what's going on?
Hey, welcome in.
This is Goolsby. Miss you, bro. How's it going?
Hey, Goolsby. Welcome in, brother. Good to hear your voice tonight.
Hey, talk to me. How did you feel when Butch Jones went down on one knee?
Dude, he was so overcome with emotion. I love seeing people that love what they're doing. And the passion this guy has, I mean, it's just unreal.
Tony, how many games in a row has Tennessee won? What's our streak up to?
Eleven games,
man.
Almost a full season.
That's unreal.
Isn't that unreal?
That's unreal. I mean, I'm pinching myself.
Tennessee hasn't lost since they walked off the field in Tuscaloosa last year.
Wow.
Hey, Tony, you think Kentucky's going to get this done against Bama?
I believe the Easter Bunny's coming in April.
Okay.
Before I believe that. How about you?
Okay. How do you feel about A&M? Talk to me.
A&M's got a better football team than we do. Georgia probably played a better football game than we did today. And we won. And we've overcome a fumble in the end zone in game one, a sloppy, horrendous start in game two, some listless play in the third quarter in game three, a first half last week we slept walk through, a 17-0 deficit today, stop me, and we're 5-0. So,
Tony, all I got to say is it feels like 98.
I don't think there's any – I'm not going to start that because the 98 team was a great, great football team. But this is a special group of guys who have had injury on top of injury and just refuse to quit. And they're getting breaks and they're taking advantage of them, man.
Listen, this is a special team and you're a special guy. I love the show. You keep doing what you're doing. You're the best guy on radio.
Thank you.
I love you, Tony.
Thank you. I give Dubsy a vote. Dubsy's in here too. Let's give Dubsy some love. IGYV, Dubsy. IGYV.
I'm just lucky to be here.
Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in. Welcome in. Hello and welcome. Wow. I can't even believe what we witnessed tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Let me just say that, first of all, I'm a Hokies fan, so, you know, I'm not much of a Tennessee fan, but, my best friend is a Vols fan. And I was down here in Knoxville watching that game, and I must say that was probably one of the best games I've seen in probably the last 2 or 3 years. So it's good to see the Vols, you know, doing good again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to see them, you know, just 5-0 again. And, you know, Dobbs played great. If it wasn't for him, I think that team wouldn't be where it's at right now.
Well, think about this. From those last five games, when you look at them, Tennessee, barring some sort of disaster, is going to win at least 10 games this year. At least.
Yes.
They're going to go no worse than 10-2.
Right.
I mean, is this real life? It's,
right.
It's unbelievable.
But here's the thing about it. I'm not counting any game before it's played. It's kind of like this game. If anybody listens to me, all week I was saying, I don't trust these games when people tell me that something is a foregone conclusion. And this week we're going to hear that A&M beating Tennessee down there is a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, that's true.
So the shoe's going to be on the other foot.
They farted around with South Carolina today, 24-13.
Right.
I mean,
Tennessee can easily beat A&M. I mean, there's no question about it. They can definitely hold their own with A&M.
They'll go in there and surrender a 2 or 3 touchdown lead in the first half and make it infuriating and excruciating and frustrating to watch. But
I've never seen a team.
They'll be there.
I've never seen a team overcome more sloppiness early than we have, and live to tell. I mean, we're not living to tell. We're thriving. We're 5-0.
Thriving chaos, baby.
5-0. We got to come up with a term for this. It's not even winning ugly. It is. Yeah, today I said we start first halves like my honeymoon.
Huh.
It's like bang, it's over.
Like a firecracker and just pop.
Yeah, it's over. And my lovely wife would attest to that.
I discovered you a week ago. You're awesome, by the way.
Thank you, brother. Hey, great. And you're an A&M fan or a Virginia Tech fan?
Yes, sir, I am. But I respect the Tennessee Volunteers in every way possible. I
appreciate you being there. Thank you, brother.
No problem.
Have a great day. I mean, as C. Sexton Vol says, I hope I'm getting that right, Tennessee's not just 5-0. They've beaten Florida and Georgia back-to-back. They beat Georgia on the road today.
So good.
On the road.
So sweet.
And let's go to the phones.
By the way, Juwan Jennings was asked post-game where this catch ranks. He says, quote, number 2 behind Burning Tabor.
That's a great quote. I love that kid.
He's a baller, man.
I love that kid.
Playmaker.
To the phones we go. Hello and welcome to our next caller. You're on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction.
Hey, Tony, it's Big Josh up here in Southwest Virginia, man. What's up, bud?
Josh in Southwest Virginia. Welcome in, man.
Oh, woo, that was awesome, man. That was totally awesome. I am jacked. And you tell them Hokie fans, don't be calling in here making nice. They've been talking to all them chicken farmers, been talking shit for 10 years since that Chick-fil-A show.
Chicken farmers!
Nice now since we kicked their ass.
Okay? All the chicken farmers. Hey, there's no room on our bandwagon for the chicken farmers,
hell
is
no.
There?
Tell them to shut up. Another row and shut their damn mouth. Hey, Tony, for 10 years I've been listening to you, man, and you always said, wouldn't it be nice if something like that happened to us? Why can that never happen to us? Guess what happened? It happened to us! Hell yeah! Woo!
I love it!
man.
Piss on Larry Munson, piss on Georgia, piss on Gary Danielson, piss on that whole crew, by God. It's Tennessee Vols, baby. We kicked that ass again, Georgia. That's two in a row. Get you some, Kirby. Get you some. Keep hiring them saving disciples, boy.
Oh, man.
You got more of it coming, Doc.